This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, why the first ever image of a black hole, a flaming orange, yellow, and black ring, is the biggest scientific breakthrough in years, and how researchers used 8 radio telescopes around the world to make it happen. That's coming up after these tech headlines. Google is disbanding a panel in the UK to review its artificial intelligence work in healthcare. AI has recently become a target for oversight as some sensitive decision-making is increasingly being outsourced to algorithms. The European Commission is proposing a set of AI ethical guidelines, and researchers have urged companies to adopt similar rules. Kent Walker, Google's senior vice president for global affairs, said the company was, quote, going back to the drawing board, end quote. U.S. workers in all income brackets are better protected from automation than their peers in developed countries. That is according to new data from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It says the jobs of 14% of lower-income workers in the U.S. are at high risk of being automated, compared to an average of 22% of their counterparts in the 36-nation body. Of note, upper-income workers fare best, with 6% in the U.S. at risk versus 11%. And if you think news about Facebook is crowding your feed, you're right, but that isn't new news. The Journal's Laura Forman says as of midday Friday, the Wall Street Journal published 510 online articles with Facebook in the headline since the Cambridge Analytica news broke in March 2018. This is according to Factiva. And 2/3 of those were about data. The Journal isn't alone. Over the same period, The Washington Post published 458 articles, compared with 427 for The New York Times. That means each outlet has reported on the company more times than there are days in the past 13 months. And while news on data flubs continues to flow readily, Facebook stock is up 37% so far this year. That gain is the biggest among tech companies and well paces the NASDAQ Composite's 20% gain. Coming up, why the first ever image of a black hole is a really, really, really big deal. Late last week, scientists revealed the very first image of a black hole. It was unveiled by researchers from Event Horizon Telescope and showed a flaming orange, yellow, and black ring we now know as the first ever black hole. The point of no return, where nothing, not even light, can escape. The image is the result of a colossal years-long effort by dozens of researchers. Dr. Shepard Dolman, Event Horizon Telescope Project Director, has more.
In April of 2017, all the dishes in the Event Horizon Telescope swiveled, turned, and stared at a galaxy 55 million light years away. It's called Messier 87, or M87. And there's a supermassive black hole at its core. And we are delighted to be able to report that we have seen what we thought was unseeable. We have seen and taken a picture of a black hole.
Dr. Dolman explains why this visual is so much more important than meets the eye.
What you're seeing here is the last photon orbit. What you are seeing is evidence of an event horizon. By laying a ruler across this black hole, we now have visual evidence for a black hole. We now know that a black hole that weighs 6.5 billion times what our sun does exists in the center of M87. And this is the strongest evidence that we have to date for the existence of black holes. And it is also consistent, the shape of this shadow, to the precision of our measurements with Einstein's predictions.
The first black hole image also opens the door to allowing astronomers and physicists to test Einstein's theories and many other game-changing scientific opportunities.
The bright patch in the south that you see tells us that material moving around the black hole is moving at light speeds, which is also consistent with our simulations and predictions. And this image forges a clear link now between supermassive black holes and the engines of bright galaxies. We now know clearly that black holes drive large-scale structure in the universe from their home in these galaxies.
For more on all the details, head to WSJ.com and also check out the latest episode of The Wall Street Journal's Instant Message for a more in-depth conversation. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos.